Blog Talk Radio.
David Holland Jr. This is True for Consequences. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about faith. Everybody seems to think they know what faith is and how to have it and this, that, and all the details about faith. But very few people actually know what the scriptures and what the books pertaining to the scriptures and associated with the scriptures actually teach about faith. See, everybody believes they're called to preach. Everybody in some way, shape, or form tries to preach. But how many people actually help you with their speeches? How many people can actually lead you down the right path in regards to the Most High Creator? I haven't done a blog talk in 7 months, and the Most High was giving me this, and I just wanted to come back on this note. I would like to call this Faith That Changes Things. In Matthew 17:20, he said, if you have faith, if, conditional, if you have faith, the size of a mustard seed. I want you to go online, Google up a mustard seed, and see how small it is. You will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. I want you to know that if anything is impossible to me, if anything is impossible to you, it is because of our faith. Faith believes what it says will happen. When we are disciples, we're supposed to function this way. But you need to understand something about faith. You don't even have to be saved for faith to work. And that's why you see some people that pray to God for things that have no respect for Him, they don't belong to Him. But yet you see those things that they pray to God come to pass in their life, and then you get mad at God. When it's actually Him and His just being just, because and I'm gonna go to some other faith scriptures. He didn't say that you had to be a believer in all of those scriptures when He talked about faith. If you look at Mark 11:24, it says, "Therefore, I say to you," it says, "all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have," past tense, "received them, and it will be granted to you." Now, of course, the Most High sometimes has His mind made up in certain situations, certain people, but this is how He wants us to think in our hearts. This is how He wants us to behave. Because, see, a lot of us, you know, we fall into sinful tendencies because we're not having faith. Faith will lead to, faith is the seed, and that's why He called it a seed. Faith in the Most High will lead to produce. Produce, we call oranges and apples, we call that produce. But produce in the spiritual sense is that love, that gentleness, that goodness, that self-control. Self-control was mentioned last because it's the hardest to grow. He said, and it will be granted to you. Believe that you have received them, and it will be granted to you. See, this is why you can't always tell people what you're looking for the Most High to do. This is why you can't share your business ideas. This is why sometimes when you're called to preach, keep it to yourself or just do it. Because you don't need all these people who may not like the way you look, act, smell, talk. They may not like your hair. They may not like the car you drive, to start commenting, speaking over your life. Now, Mark 11 and 23 says, whoever, you don't even have, like I said, you don't even have to be saved. He said, whoever says to that mountain, move. He said, whoever. Now, I want to compare that to something in Matthew chapter 7. I know I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but listen. Just pay attention if you have to. When you listen to this, just go back and listen to it again. He said, not everyone. So for all of you who teach and once saved, always saved, and then everybody to say the sinner's prayer is saved, just stop teaching. Stop teaching, go and study some more, and then come back, because that's not true. It's not correct. It's not accurate. He said, not everyone who says to me, teacher, teacher. Now, in the word, you know it says, Lord, Lord. But for those of you that have listened to my previous broadcast, you know that the word Lord equals ball, B-A-A-L. So I try not to use it. Sometimes I use it by accident. But anyway, it says, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say unto me in that day, teacher, teacher, or Messiah, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Miracles can happen because of faith. Demons can be cast out because of faith. Because remember, he said, whoever. And if you look at Matthew chapter 7, he said, not everyone. And if you look at these people in Matthew chapter 7, they were doing works. They were casting out demons. They were prophesying in his name. And you, let me show you how faith is. You know how, those of you who listen know what I think of these names. I think that the names were, and if you study, you do some research. For example, Beelzebub, right? Okay, I'm going to show you something. Beelzebub means the Lord of the flies, right? So why are you calling the Messiah Lord Jesus? You're calling him Baal. And Baal is a demon. But let's just keep going. So you have these type of people. And these type of people are able to cast out demons, obviously, because the Messiah is not a liar, but they still won't make it into his kingdom. Just because you cast out demons does not mean that you're connected to the Most High. I want you to understand this point. Sometimes when things don't happen in our favor, we have to look at our faith first. All these people talking about they saved, they don't know how the Most High works. They don't know his character. Nothing is being produced in them. Still promiscuous. Making all these noises, doing stuff you ain't supposed to. And don't try to get mad. You know what I'm talking about. No self-control, no love. You're not friendly. You ain't going to help nobody. You got the resources to help. You so saved. Why your behavior so different from God's? If you so saved, why your behavior so different from the Most High's? If that's what it is. Why is there such a difference between you and him? You supposed to be so saved. Big question mark. Not friendly. Some are indeed racist, yet because they dress up and attend service, they believe that they are favorite of the Most High God. Most people claiming to be saved and claiming to have faith do not have a clue as to what being saved is or who they are having faith in. You walking around, like I said, you talking about Lord Jesus. You don't know, that's a basic. You ask any witch, you ask any Wiccan, they already know this. Because a lot of, like, for example, This guy is only, I believe he's 17 years old. He's a Satan worshiper. He said, they call me Beelzebub on the street. So he already, if he understands this, how are you people who claiming to have ministry licenses? Are you scared to do research? Because if you're scared to go beyond that scripture, that let me just enlighten you on something. Yes, it does contain the words of the Most High. Yes, it is powerful, but no, it's not infallible. King James had the scripture for a whole entire year, and he allowed Francis Bacon to basically edit the scripture. And there's a lot of things. I ain't going to throw it all on you because you ain't ready. You'll be calling me everything but a child of the Most High if I put everything out there that's been done in that scripture. You ain't ready for that. So I'm not going to go heavy off into it. Some of y'all think y'all know everything about the devil and about demons, and you don't even know how to cast them out. You don't know their position. You don't know their names. Because you have not studied. You just rely on that guy who eat fried chicken after church with his suit and his little Cadillac in a parking lot. You relying on him to get all your knowledge. You relying on him to get all your understanding. And that's why you don't have understanding, because if he don't understand, how you going to get understanding from him? Now, faith is defined as complete trust or confidence in something or someone. If doubt is present, it is not faith. It comes from the Hebrew word amanah, which means agreement. Faith agrees that the Most High can accomplish or cause accomplishment of whatever we need or want him to do. Many preachers don't preach to save souls. They preach for power, prestige, money. And a lot of them is homosexual. You ain't even masculine and you trying to preach. And I'm going to tell you something. That's why some of this mess that's in the church, that's why it's in there. That's why. I could tell you some stuff about the quote-unquote devil that you ain't ready for. You ain't ready. The time will come where I'll start talking about these things. Today we talking about, like I said, faith that changes things. See, it's a lot of reason why this world is not being impacted by none of these religions. All the same. All of them the same. This is the truth over here. This the truth over here. How many books have you researched? Only the book that I read from. Whatever. Okay. So you don't understand that most of the world's religions were intentionally put in place by demons. So you don't understand that most of the world's religions are associated to some type of demonic entity. So when you worship and when you go and attend these services, and you say that you believe in such and such and such and such. You believe in Allah. You believe in Hare Krishna. You believe in Jesus. You know, the Messiah is, the biblical Messiah is the Messiah, but his name wasn't Jesus. Do your research. Do the research as to where that name comes from. I want you to do your research. I'm not going to even tell you. Just do your research. Now, homosexuals and heterosexual fornicators are comfortable in most churches because money-grubbing preachers do not like to confront. They like to talk about faith, but they're not giving you all the details pertaining to it. So what happens? You have some people who they learn how to have faith and they think they saved because things work sometimes. But I feel sorry for those people because remember, he that endures to the end shall be saved. You know whether or not you really saved. You know how you really are in the presence of God. You know how what relationship you really have with him. See, you can say what you want about me or anybody else. You know where you stand with him. You know. Faith also means to nourish, to make strong. So, as one's faith increases, one becomes spiritually stronger. People sin because they have weak faith or no faith. A person with strong faith is not going to steal or commit adultery. Those are the type of things you do when your faith is weak or you don't have any. That's why the Bible says the Apostle Paul said the grace of the Most High teaches us to say no to ungodliness and unrighteousness. Why? Because you save by faith through grace. Save from any situation in your life by faith. The just shall live by faith. We saved by faith. That's the universal system of the Most High. If you need money, faith. If you need a car, faith. If you need a healing, faith. If you're looking for somebody, your sexual desire ain't gonna go away. If you're looking for a spouse, faith. You see, what happens is a lot of time when you go out there taking matters in your own hands, and I can definitely tell you about this here, that you're going to get something that's not going to get the job done, that may even bring some type of trouble into your life. And that's why you got all these people that's working jobs that they can't stand, and it's making them sick because they don't have the faith that they can be successful in business, or they can be successful writing a book or in other ways, in other means. They don't have the faith that that could happen. And I'm just going to talk to you a little bit. We're going to talk today, because I ain't talked to you in 7 months. And I would encourage you to stop letting these preachers tell you who you can listen to and who you can't. See, that's why some of y'all ain't growing spiritually. Because you should be strong enough to be able to listen. Sometimes I purposely listen to stuff that I know is false, because that's going to sharpen the truth that I know. And that's going to make me go into research more and more and more. Because I'm not scared to hear other viewpoints. I'm not scared of those types of things. Some of y'all, if, like it says, you go all across the sea to get one single convert, then when you get them, you make them twofold, the devil, the child of the devil that you are. Anus boy, you walking around going to church and stuff, but yet you know what you did last night. You know what you did last week. You think God approves of homosexuality? Then look up Leviticus 18 and 22. You think God approves of adultery? Look up the Ten Commandments. You think God approves of lying, of everybody has told lies. But when your faith grows, the truth is going to be in you. Because, see, you ain't going to be scared to tell the truth. You're going to tell the truth, and you're going to know that the Most High is going to have your back. We lie on our jobs to keep that little money, and the Most High be looking at us like, yeah, okay, okay. So you want to take matters into your own hands, huh? And that's why some of us have the problems that we have on these jobs. I guarantee you, if I could count heads, it's thousands upon thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people that he want to teach the word and send them out there, and they won't leave off them jobs. He can't get them away from the little atheist girlfriend, atheist boyfriends. Can't get them away from their homeboys or their homegirls. I guarantee you as many people out there like that. Because, see, as long as, like he said, how can you have faith. How can you grow? How can you learn? He said, if you seek honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the one and only Most High Creator God. See, most people are just trying to impress each other. I live in Texas, and it's funny, right? Don't get me wrong. I like the muscle cars. I like the Camaro. It's a nice car. I like the Challenger. I like the Charger. But these people, how many people got these cars? It's just overboard. It's just ridiculous. Somebody is being a follower. If you got 10,000 gray Challengers, gray Challenger, same color, in the same city, somebody just is not thinking for themselves. All the cars that's been created and made, and you all getting the same one, that's the same problem that people have in their spiritual lives. They don't know how to have faith for themselves. They don't know how to have faith for their kids. They don't know how to teach their kids how to have faith. So what happened? You have a kid that's in church one minute, and then he come out and listen to Fetty Wap or whatever his name is. Whatever he be saying. No disrespect to him, because somebody should have taught him. He trying to make a living based on his own faith level. Some people, it's people out there that don't want to do the things they do, but their faith level is so low, they think the only way they could get something is from taking it from other people. So, from other people. To take other people's money. Give it up. I want everything. Empty your pocket. Start reaching in people's pockets. And then if you can interview most of them, they'll say, man, it's rough out here. I'm just trying to survive. Yeah, sure you are. Your faith level is on that of demons. See, demons got people's minds. They got their minds. Like, they got, okay, for example. Why do you think people follow most people based on what they have? That's demonic activity. What did the Messiah teach the world? And I know millions upon millions of people are reading. He says, do not judge according to outward appearance, but judge a righteous judgment. People would think you crazy if they don't know like the way you look. And then they'll go listen to the same thing. Somebody else say the same thing, and they'll listen to them. That's the world we live in. That's the way it is out here. So as your faith increases in the biblical creator God, then you'll start to see the miracles. You'll start to see your life being changed. That's why you have people in false faith, but their behavior can change still, because faith is faith. Now, they won't be saved at the end of their life, but faith is faith. So, you can have a person that was a straight-up hood, thug, goon, whatever you want to call it, and join Faith Boo-Boo. Let's just make something up. Faith Boo-Boo. The boo-boo faith. And if the boo-boo faith teaches him that he has to change the way he talks, and he has faith in the boo-boo faith, then he's going to change the way he talks. That's just the way it is. That's why you can't go by that. You can't go by that. Because the faith is set up universally by the Creator. He knows that we can't see him. He created ministering spirits to react to our faith. So what happened was when Lucinda, Lucifer, whatever, let me not even go there. I'm not going to put too much on you. When that took place, then they took what they already knew about faith and they said, okay, well, we're going to make people's faith negative so we can roam the earth. So the spirit spirits of the children that they made in those days can roam the earth and cause havoc. And that's what happens. That's what happens is they cause havoc. Like the book of Enoch says, evil spirits shall they be called. Now, common sense now. I'm going to put this on you, common sense. Here's common sense for you. If you had a giant man, right, then ain't he going to have a giant penis? That's how you know that those fallen angels were not men. Because think about it. A man can have sexual relations with a giant woman, but a giant man can't have sexual relations with a normal-sized woman unless he shapeshifts or transforms his body, then it is possible. But, I mean, you got to understand. If you look at that Axe commercial, remember the women that came down and were throwing their halos? Oh, you didn't catch that, did you? You didn't catch that because your faith level is low. When your faith level is low, your level of consciousness is going to be low. Sometimes, if you're a person that does research and your faith level is low, your level of consciousness can still be a little higher and it's going to pick up your faith level. But you got to get your faith up. You have to start believing in your heart and saying those things that you want to happen in your life and in other people's lives around you. If you have to record yourself and listen to the record, then whatever you have to do to get your faith to grow, and whatever you say, well, sometimes I doubt if he could have died for my sins. Do you know what you need to do? You need to start confessing that you start out with, it's possible. It's possible that he died for my sins. And move up from there. He did die for your sins, but, you know, you have to believe that for yourself. You have to believe that for yourself. The Messiah is the literal Son of God. Literally. I know it's not taught like that, but as you grow, he'll teach you these things. Teaching many people. Many people beliefs are changing because faith changes things. We have to put that time into our spiritual lives. That time. Get off that phone with all that gossip and put that time in. And I'm going to close with that. I'd like to thank those of you that will listen, tune in, listen to my other broadcasts as well, and subscribe so you'll know every time that I make a broadcast. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. Thanks for listening.